Well, last month at one of the later masses, I shared this little cute story. So let me begin with this today. That there was a cat who died and went to heaven. And St. Peter met the cat at the gate and said, "You have been a good cat all of these years. Whatever you desire is yours." The cat responded, "Well, I lived all my life with a very poor family on a farm. I always had to sleep on hardwood floors. So what I would like in heaven is a soft place to sleep." And immediately, a fluffy pillow appeared. Several days later, a dozen mice died, and they too went to heaven. When asked by St. Peter what they desired, they gave this answer. "All our lives we've had to run," said one mouse. "Cats, dogs, humans were always chasing us. Could you give us some rollerblades so we won't have to run anymore?" Instantly, each mouse was given a tiny set of rollerblades, one for each foot. Several weeks later, St. Peter decided to go and check on the cat. The cat was happily lounging on his new pillow. "How are you doing?" asked St. Peter. "Are you happy here?" "Oh, I've never been happier," said the cat. "Heaven is wonderful, and the best thing is those meals on wheels you've been sending me each day." Well, that particular opening story was supposed to be for the gospel that we were supposed to have today, because that was about Jesus feeding the 5,000 and how Jesus feeds us with himself, and he loves us so much that he gives us himself in the Eucharist. However, yesterday it was mentioned that today's gospel will be different because we're celebrating the anniversary of the church. And so what I'd like to do today is talk about this beautiful church of St. John's that all of you built, and to describe some of the features, because a beautiful Catholic church like this one is a living catechism. Everywhere you look, it teaches you the Catholic faith. For example, the holy water fonts that you see as you enter, you know, the angels holding the holy water, that's where you bless yourself when you come into Mass. And that reminds you of your baptism. See, holy water fonts are always at the front of the church, at the entrance of the church, because that's how you entered Christianity, through baptism. That's how you became a Catholic. That's how you entered the Catholic Church as a baby, was through baptism. So that's why the fonts are at the entrance of the church, to remind you of your entrance into Catholicism through baptism. So every time you come to church, every time you bless yourself, you're reminding yourself of your baptism. And you're renewing your baptismal vows and promises every time you bless yourself with holy water. Now, when you come into the church, you pass through what's called a vestibule, or a narthex, which is from the Greek word. But a vestibule is a place of transition from the outer world into God's house. And that's primarily what this church is. It's God's house. That's why it's so beautiful, with the marble and the beautiful materials that are used to give honor and glory to God. The vestibule is a place of transition. See, we come from the world, what's called the mundane, and we want to pass into the sacred. We want to pass into the holy. And so the vestibule is a place of transition. It's where you come and transition from the secular, the worldly, into the sacred. And as you get closer, things get holier. Again, you have the world, then the vestibule, then this is called the nave of the church. The word nave, get the word navy from that, because it's built like an ark, it's built like a ship. So it's called the nave of the church. And you get holier, because this is called the sanctuary, the holy place. And then you get to the Holy of Holies, which is the tabernacle, the new Ark of the Covenant. So when you come into the church, use the vestibule to transition, to try to recollect yourself And that's where we socialize, and that's where we talk, and that's where we meet people, and we talk to our friends before Mass, and we talk to the priest after Mass. It's a very good place. It's part of the church, but it's not part of the sacred part of the church. It's a place of socializing and chatting and getting to know one another. But then we enter into the church, and as I mentioned, you bless yourself, excuse me, with holy water. And then as you come in to the church, you see the beauty of the church, which again teaches you the Catholic faith. And the first thing you notice about the church is the tabernacle, which is the very Ark of the Covenant, the house of God. And the tabernacle is usually made of precious metal, precious gold or silver, because it contains the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ, the sacred hosts that were consecrated at previous Masses are Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. So a beautiful tabernacle is the first thing that you see. Over the tabernacle, the marble structure is called a reredos. This particular one is over 100 years old. It's made out of beautiful Italian marble. It was made for the Church of Sacred Heart in Vailsburg, New Jersey, in the Newark Diocese. It weighs 45 tons. You can try to lift it sometime. It's 33 feet tall. And originally, the statue of the Sacred Heart was at the very top, where you see the crucifix. But that statue of the Sacred Heart, which is in our Shrine of the Sacred Heart, used to be up there. And that's, if you went and looked at old pictures of the Shrine of the Church of the Sacred Heart in Vailsburg, you'll see that because their church was named the Sacred Heart, that statue used to be up there. You also see these two angels holding the heart. That is the Sacred Heart of Jesus that they're holding. And over the tabernacle are nine faces, and those are the angels, representing the nine choirs of angels right over that tabernacle in that little archway. Also, you'll see two beautiful images of the birth of Christ and the death of Christ. The one on the left is the wise men and the shepherds visiting Christ at his birth, and then on the right, Jesus being taken down from the cross and placed in the tomb. But when the church was able to get this, which is probably my own estimate, this would be to build something like this today would probably be about $3 million. Luckily, the diocese was able to just take a smaller donation for that. But of course, the disassembling it, shipping and reassembling it was an amazing work. And we're so blessed to have this. So even though that church closed down in New Jersey, and it was there for 100 years, so God willing, this will be here for hundreds of years in Leesburg, and people can give honor and glory to God when they see such a beautiful reredos. In between the pillars, those holes that you see, if you look at the old pictures, used to be oil lamps that hung down. Beautiful oil lamps that hung down in between the pillars. But what's so beautiful about a reredos, this baldacchino that is covering the Blessed Sacrament, is that it gives honor and glory to God because of its beauty, and it draws our attention and it elevates and lifts our minds and hearts to God, just the same way that the height of this church elevates the mind and heart to God. That's why in Europe they built cathedrals with very high ceilings and lots of glass and windows, because you wanted to be uplifted. You wanted, when you go into a church or cathedral, you want to elevate your mind and heart to God, and a high ceiling does that. If you go into other places that are lower, it doesn't have the same feeling, but this is very elevating. And notice that the whole church is built in the shape of a cross. Notice it is called the cruciform shape. So if you were to lay a person down like this, with the arms open, this area is called the transept, and this area is called the nave. Notice where the head would be at the tabernacle, because that's where Christ, the head of the church, is. The altar is at the heart. Again, if you laid a person this way, the size of this church. The head would be there for Jesus. The altar is where the heart is, because that's where the sacrifice of the Mass takes place, is upon the altar. And then where are you? You are sitting in the body of Christ. You are the hands and feet, the arms and legs of the body of Christ. And that's your job, to be Jesus, to be the body of Christ in the world today. And notice the quotations are all in Latin, the official language of the church, the universal language of the church. And the quotations are very appropriate because they're all from the Gospel of John. This is the Church of St. John. Woman, behold your son. The word spoken by Jesus on the cross to his blessed mother and to John the Evangelist. Disciple, behold your mother. On the two sides over the confessionals are quotations having to do with confession. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Because when we go to confession, we have our sins forgiven and we have peace. Because we're reconciled with God and our sins are forgiven. This says, whose sins you shall forgive are forgiven them. Again, the quote that Jesus gave the apostles, telling them they had the authority to forgive sins. Over here and here are very short quotes. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Again, from John's Gospel. No one comes to the Father except through me. And then the main one that goes around is from John chapter 6, my favorite chapter in the Gospel of John. It's all about the Eucharist. I am the bread of life. Come down from heaven. He who eats this bread will live forever. And the bread I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. Again, such beautiful quotations, all from the Gospel of John. And I would just lastly want to mention to you to go around and take a look at all the stained glass windows of all the saints, because these saints are so powerful, because most of them are modern saints, recently canonized, whether it be Maria, Juan Diego, or St. Gianna, or Martin de Porres, or Lawrence Ruiz. See, a lot of these are brand new saints, and they are men and women like ourselves that God's grace turned into great saints. So all of you have done an incredible job in building this beautiful church over the last 20 years, and it really is a church worthy of the architecture of Leesburg, but primarily, though, it's a church worthy of God, a true house of God. Even the bell tower with its steeple is a great symbol of being able to see the church at a great distance and to remind people that this is the house of God. The bell tower, before they had clocks, they would ring the church bells and let people know when the masses were taking place. So, in fact, every single aspect of the church originated as a way to teach and to evangelize and to share the faith. So today, congratulations on the second anniversary of the dedication of this beautiful church of St. John's. May it be continue to be a place of grace, a place of conversion, a place for baptisms, weddings, funerals, for confessions of reconciliation, and truly a living catechism that can teach us our Catholic faith.